Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. We're back in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
As we come down to the final days of 2017, the expectations are that we probably have grown the U.S. beef cow herd a little bit over the last 12 months. A year ago, January 1, 2017, the beef cow herd was pegged at 31.2 million head. And livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel believes everything he's seen points to a slight increase when the next report comes out at the end of January.
If you look at the heifer slaughter numbers this year, they're up. They were running up about 12% with just three or four weeks of data left here, two or three weeks of data left for the year of 2017. Beef cow slaughter is also up about 10%. Both of those are indicative of slowdown in herd expansion, but I don't believe they indicate liquidation. In fact, on the cow culling side, if you take the year-over-year increase in beef cow slaughter, it really just brings us back to a normal culling rate given the increase in herd that we've had the last 2 years. On the heifer side, again, we've got about a 12% year-over-year increase in heifer slaughter. But if you look at heifer slaughter as a ratio to steer slaughter, it's still actually elevated. We pushed that up to almost historically high levels as we really ramped up expansion in 2015 and 2014 and 2015. And that started to come back down, but it's still not to a normal level. So even though we've got more heifer slaughter, it's not a level that even indicates steady herd size, probably still consistent with some idea of some herd expansion. I'm looking for the herd January 1 of 2018 to be up somewhere in the range of 1.5 to 2% year over year from January of 2017.
So, Darrell, let's circle back around. As we end the year, we do have bigger on-feed numbers, as reported in this last cattle on-feed report. What's the key to making sure that we can stay current, stay ahead of the curve here in 2018, as we've done in much of 2017?
Well, the key will come in how feedlots manage these animals really at the time that they're finished. Feedlots did an excellent job in 2017 of marketing these animals timely. That kept carcass weights down. The fact that these cattle are placed lighter also helps because there is a correlation between placement weight and finishing weight. So the lighter they are going in, they tend to finish a little bit lighter as well. So, again, we've got lots of opportunity, even though numbers are bigger, and we knew they were going to be bigger, and will continue to be bigger through 2018. You know, we can help on the weight side if we continue to move these animals through the feedlots very timely and keep that turnover rate up. And, you know, at this point, there's every reason to believe that can happen and mitigate these increased numbers.
In your mind, Darrell, what sort of things do cattle producers need to be thinking about, paying attention to, as we get ready to turn the calendar to the new year?
Well, you know, we sort of see 2018, and especially the first half of 2018, being a continuation of 2017. We're carrying some momentum. Markets have been pretty good, especially in the last part of 2017, better than expected for the most part. We're going to carry that into 2018. But again, this supply reality is that we're going to have, more cattle, more beef production, pressure on markets from that standpoint. So we're watching demand. But as far as what cow-calf producers or cattle producers in general should be watching, it's sort of the idea that we sort of expect some modest pressure on prices. Doesn't have to be too dramatic, but the risk is clearly to the downside. So, you know, risk management at whatever level you need to be doing that, it really takes on some additional importance for producers as we go through, particularly into the second half of next year. We may see a little bit more pressure on these markets relative to the first half of the year.
Oklahoma State Extension Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.